In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I have said on more than one occasion now this year that these last few weeks of Eastertide serve as a sort of advent to Pentecost. For several weeks now, we have heard from our Lord about the coming of the Consoler, the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost. And throughout this octave of the Ascension, it is the prayer of the Church at Vespers, in the words and tone of the Novena to Christmas, the O Antiphons, O King of Glory, who has descended the highest heavens, leave us not as orphans, but send to us the Spirit of truth, the promise of the Father. And although we speak of this as the octave of the Ascension, it is in fact a bit longer than that. It makes us think to some degree of the 12 days of Christmas. For this time of the Ascension extends all the way until the vigil of Pentecost, this coming Saturday. If the Church wishes us to celebrate this Feast of the Ascension with such solemnity, that is, for a full octave, it is, as with all things that concern the liturgy of the Church, for a twofold purpose: to give glory to God and to sanctify men. First of all, we cannot possibly imagine that we would not celebrate this glorious Feast of the Ascension for a full week. This greatest glory of our Lord, this perfection of the work of redemption. For it could not be that he who came down to earth and became like us in all things but sin, who lived among us, suffered and died for us at our very hands, and then rose again in glory, should not perfect this greatest work by then ascending gloriously to heaven. This feast, though, is also celebrated with such solemnity for our sanctification. Throughout these 40 days, the Church concludes her morning prayer, that is, the Office of Prime, with the short lesson taken from the Easter Vigil, from the Epistle. If you are risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, and no longer the things of earth. Now, as this thought is continued with the prayer that the Church makes her own every morning of these days of Ascension time, men of Galilee, why do you wonder, casting your eyes in heaven? This Jesus, whom you have now seen ascending into heaven, shall return in the same manner. Of course, we cannot help but marvel at this ascension of our Lord, and of course we should have our eyes cast on heaven. But we are given as well by the angels this solemn reminder. This image of the Son of Man on the clouds, well, of course, during this feast, we think of as him ascending into heaven. We know well enough from the prophecy of Daniel, prophecy repeated by our Lord at the moment of his passion, that it will be in precisely this manner that he comes again as our judge. That is why on this Sunday, the apostle exhorts us to live a life of virtue. Above all, to have hope. For it is St. Paul who tells us that our hope does not deceive us, does not disappoint us. Because of the ascension of Christ, the charity of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Ghost who has been given to us. Christ promises us today that he will send his Spirit, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. This great mystery of the procession of the Holy Ghost is one we will consider in 2 weeks on Trinity Sunday. And throughout this time, we hear in the Church's prayer the words which we first heard last week on the Vigil of the Ascension, quoting the psalmist, God ascending on high hath led captivity captive and hath given gifts to men. Christ in ascending on high hath not left us orphans. He has given gifts to men. He has sent his Spirit in the Feast of Pentecost, which we shall shortly celebrate, and given us his sevenfold gifts. But then throughout the long period of time, which we call Trinitytide, or the time after Pentecost, we will be reminded again and again that these gifts of the Holy Ghost must bear fruit in our lives, a 12-fold fruit that is a fruit for the entire year, if we wish ever to meet Christ on Judgment Day and be welcomed by him into heavenly glory. St. Augustine tells us today, if we wish to ascend with Christ one day with our bodies, we must ascend now with our minds. This is the prayer of the Church throughout this octave, that we who believe Christ truly to be ascended may henceforth live in heaven with our minds. And so as we celebrate this greatest and most solemn, most ancient and most venerable of novenas, let us cast aside the putrid goods of this world. Let us set our hearts only on heavenly things when, forsaking forever the passing goods of this life, we shall taste the new wine of the Spirit and see God, our Savior, in the face. Amen.